Blackstone Publishing presents Aliens, Bug Hunt, edited by Jonathan Maybury. This book is read by James Anderson Foster, Eric G. Dove, R.C. Bray, Chris Andrew Shula, Nicole Zanzarella, James Patrick Cronin, Suzanne Elise Freeman, Andrew Iden, Michael David Axtell, Grover Gardner, Priya Ayar, Peter Burkrot, Emily Sutton Smith, Hilary Huber, Keith Sarabica, Greg Tremblay, Kevin Kennerly, and Amy Landon. To Ridley Scott and James Cameron, thanks for taking us out into the big black and scaring the bejesus out of us. And, as always, to Sarah Jo. Introduction by Jonathan Maybury. On a beautiful spring day, I drove from Philly to New York with a movie projectionist buddy of mine to see the premiere of a new film by Ridley Scott. We had only ever heard of the director from one previous piece, the period drama The Duelists. No idea if the guy could handle a science fiction flick. Mind you, this was years before Blade Runner. No one knew who Scott was, and no one knew what his new movie Alien was going to be like. All we'd seen were the trailers. My buddy ran the Alien trailer every day for weeks, and he was convinced it was going to be good. I was skeptical, having been disappointed in most recent science fiction films, and was frankly hoping for another flick like Star Wars. We settled in, both interested but jaded. We'd seen every flick and thought that nothing could do more than form the basis for a critical discussion. We never expected the movie to have punch. Or rather, to have bite. It was a packed house on a matinee. Outside, it was a sunshiny New York afternoon. Suddenly, we were in outer space, aboard a rusty old piece of junk freighter, far away and in real trouble. The tagline of the film was, "In space, no one can hear you scream." Well, they sure as hell could hear people scream in that damn theater. Everyone. Every single person. Me too, and I'm a hard sell. I'm a big guy. I was working as a bodyguard back then, tough as nails. My buddy had seen every horror flick ever made. We were the film critic guys, not the rubes who would jump and yell and yelp and cry out at cinematic monsters. Except that's what happened. That movie scared the hell out of us. Nothing had done that since I saw Night of the Living Dead when I was 10. And because it scared me so badly, I did the same thing with Alien that I'd done with Romero's zombie flick. I stayed to see it again. Over time, I got to know those characters. I read Alan Dean Foster's rather brilliant novelization. I read the comic adaptation Heavy Metal published. I bought the damn calendar. I was hooked. I even watched every cheap knockoff of it, hoping for something that would approach the blend of intelligent storytelling, subtlety, and excitement. I never found another movie that came close. Until the summer of 1986, James Cameron hit us with Aliens. Not a remake, as so many sequels are, and not an inferior follow-up. A masterpiece. Another masterpiece. Brilliant and different. Where Alien was a horror movie set in outer space, Aliens was a war story set in space. Like the first movie, it relied on the talent of a rich ensemble cast of character actors. Like the first movie, it paved new ground. Like the first movie, it scared the hell out of me. In all the right ways. Since then, there have been more sequels and prequels. There have been comic books. There have been tons of novels. And there have been video games. The world of Alien has grown and continues to grow because it's captured the imagination of the public while at the same time respecting their intelligence. That's a hard balance. Of all the movies, though, my personal favorite is Aliens. I loved the story of the Colonial Marines. Epone and Hicks, Hudson and Vasquez, and all the others. I even liked Gorman. Kind of. The camaraderie between those Marines was one of the inspirations for Echo Team, the special ops shooters in my best-selling Joe Ledger weird science thriller series. Several of my author friends have done superb novels set in this world.